Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning harvesting your small grain forage for silage. If you're thinking about lactating dairy cows and you're actually thinking about this being a significant part of the forage that they're going to consume, if you're looking at feeding 3 or more pounds of dry matter per head per day, we really need to be concerned about the quality of that forage and making sure that it has a high level of digestible NDF and digestible dry matter and good amounts of protein as well. So in order to achieve that, we really need to be harvesting that crop in the boot stage. That would be before the head actually emerges. We do give up some tonnage when we do that, but digestible dry matter is really what we're after for those lactating cows. If you're looking at feeding just a little bit to your lactating cows, essentially using it as a source of effective fiber, and we're only maybe feeding a couple pounds of dry matter per head per day or less, then maybe going to the head stage is where you want to be. Again, you're looking for effective fiber in a limited quantity, so having a forage just a little more mature may help you with that. Now, if you're figuring that this forage is going to go to dry cows or heifers, then probably you really need to think about the head stage. And that could be, you know, up to almost soft dough stage. Also, think about face management. If you're only going to be feeding smaller quantities, think about maybe using bags to store this in. If you're running a large operation where you feed large quantities daily, then the pile or the bunker silo may make sense in terms of face size for that. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.